thanks for joining us on Community Connection. This is going to be a really fun interview. The Grip Reapers. Grip Reapers. They're looking for folks to join their arm wrestling club. George Shanty has been to state arm wrestling championships, and he joins me on the show this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So how does one get into arm wrestling championships? Because we did it as kids. But...
Yeah. So for me, I was 367 pounds sitting on the couch trying to figure out what I wanted to do next because I'd been involved in sports my whole life. I watched a show called Game of Arms. It was on AMC at the time. And I'm like looking at these guys, and there was one guy in particular. I had seen him in Syracuse at an event, and I'm like, I work security for this event. How come I'm not doing this? I've always been a physical person. I've worked hard my whole life. I worked in the woods. I worked in sawmills. I've done concrete. I did demolition work. So why not give it a try? So I made a deal with myself. I had to lose 60 pounds to make my first tournament. I had to be under 300 pounds.
Barely. Is that a requirement, though, for that was just your own
just
personal
me,
goal?
So I could be in somewhat decent shape when I got there.
Yeah.
So I went, had an awesome time. Met great people, and that's how I got involved in the sport. That was in 2011.
Okay.
And I stayed in the sport until 2018. My daughter was born, and I had to make some decisions about family first. So I stepped away from the sport. I'd been to state championship tournaments. I'd been to a world championship level tournament. I didn't place in that tournament. I was like 73rd out of 147 in my weight class at super heavyweight. So I learned a lot of things, and I met some great people along the way. Chris Myers from Syracuse, one of the best arm wrestlers I've ever met. We had a team up here out of Ogdensburg that I used to pull with. Chris LaFleur, Ezzy Warden, Ian Lalonde. They were great arm wrestlers. They taught me a lot. It's a community, and that's what we're trying to bring back here. I'm involved with a group at total. I think there's been 22 people at practice. Matt Foote and Brian Johnson. I met them on Facebook. I saw a video of Matt pulling in a tournament, and I was like, I'm going to reach out, and I'll start going to practice.
And we're going to talk with Matt and Brian tomorrow on the show. But first of all, I want to say congratulations. You told me on the phone, and I don't think I'm revealing anything, but you said you lost 90 pounds.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I weighed myself in October in the scales at work. I work at SUNY Canton, and I was 365 pounds. And I'm not happy with myself because I know the heavier I get, the less I can do and play with my daughter and be active.
Yeah. All right. So what makes a good arm wrestler? Clearly, you've got a good upper body build. You got some muscle behind you there. But
well, I think it's a lot of people tell you it's a big hand and a strong wrist. But I think it's just a desire to learn. Technique is about 60% of arm wrestling, and the strength, it helps, but you can always build the strength. I've always been competitive. I did track in high school, and I played football. I got out of high school. I did tough man contests. I did MMA. I did slap fighting, and then I took some time off because it was catching up with me. I'd had 7 concussions, and I needed something else that was competitive. And until I saw Game of Arms and met some of the people from that show, I never would have gotten involved in arm wrestling. So for me, arm wrestling is one of them things. If done safely and under supervision, you don't get hurt. We put people in a place that is safe. We never get anybody that is, if they're being unsafe, we stop what they're doing. And we teach them the right and proper technique. And it is all about technique.
It's right, there's some standards to this or requirements.
Yep. Yeah. You have weight classes. You know, you're not.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're a 165 pound person, you're not going to be arm wrestling a guy like me that weighs 285. I go to a tournament, I'm on the small end of the super heavyweight scale at 285.
Really?
I've arm wrestled a person that was over 400 pounds.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, and there was like 6'8". So there are weight classes, there are standards to be met. If you're a novice, where you're first time pulling, amateur, semi-pro and pro. That's usually how it goes when you go to a tournament. So after you get some practices in, if you feel like you want to go to a tournament and there's one that you feel you can travel to, you won't be alone.
Yeah. And well, you said it's community too.
No, and it's, right? It is. Yeah. You get, when you get practicing like we do, you have a sense of community. You have a sense of belonging. And I think that's one of the things I missed.
George, thank you. This is fun. I'm going to beat you in thumb wrestling, just so you know. You got some good little fingers there.
I got a pretty big mitt.
Exactly.
I play baseball with my daughter and stuff, and I don't use a...
And you don't actually have a mitt. You have a mitt.
Yeah, I have one. Yeah.
George, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everybody, have a great day. And then tomorrow we'll talk more about the Grip Reapers, how you can find them, etc. This is a local arm wrestling club. We're going to chat with Brian Johnson and Matt Foote. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow on Community Connection.